Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Adrian Ott is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of Exponential Edge. Consulting Magazine called her one of the most respected strategists in the galaxy. I think that's right, the galaxy. And she's the author of The 24-Hour Customer. I love that term, and I like the fact that there's a smartphone right there on her cover. You know how nuts I am about that topic. Adrian Ott, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Nice to see you again.
Good to talk to you again, Adrian. Thanks for being part of our day. One of the things if there's one thing about your work, and especially your book, I mean, look, let me read the subtitle: New Rules for Winning in a Time-Starved, Always Connected Economy. Time is the essence of basically all that you do, and I've been pointing out a lot lately, reminding people that it is our most precious commodity. Everything else can be replicated.
Right? Well, you're certainly right, Jim. And it's also not just about saving time. It's also maximizing the time that you have, and whether that is for you personally or for your business in how you serve your customers and being able to attract more of their time and obviously sell more to them in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that term saving time I always thought was interesting, Adrian, because you can't save it. It's running.
No.
You can't put it in your pocket and hold on to it. The only thing you can do is be as efficient as possible with whatever you have, and as effective as possible, right? And the good news though is there are tools today that you've been doing some research on that will help us do that. And they actually are designed for the mobile world, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, there's a whole class of tools I've been starting to use in my practice in with my employees and with my clients. And so I thought I'd talk about some of them today, not necessarily to endorse them, but just to talk about this emerging class of life logging mobile software that's beginning to emerge and how you might want to think about it for your business and your life.
Well, we like talking about products on the show from the standpoint of the genre of product, and that's what you're saying, is, you know, folks,
yes,
these are things that are available. And what I always say whenever we mention a product, I always say, okay, here's a place to start. See what they have, and now that you know that genre of product is available, go check out their competitor too.
That's absolutely correct. There's a whole class of products that are starting to become available in this category called life logging.
Slow down. Life logging.
Life logging.
Tell us about that.
So if you think about in the 80s, you used to see these people with cameras on their heads, these clunky, nerdy people with antennas and cameras and clunky.
Right.
But what's happening now is with the advent of the mobile phone, there are some new applications that are starting to emerge in the life logging category that are easy to use. You don't look like a nerd wearing an antenna on your head or a camera on your helmet. And you can actually apply some of these for your business or for your personal life.
Hmm. What do they do?
Well, let me give you an example of what they do. They can track your location. They can track if you took photos. So say, for example, you went on a trip. Mm-hmm. And the challenge I always have is we take pictures on the trip, and then I come home and I have photos that are on various computers and various devices.
Nobody can see them.
nobody can see them. And also, I end up having also photos in boxes. And then when I'm trying to scrapbook it together, I usually can't remember where was it, when was it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new classes of applications. For example, there's a new application called Evertail that is coming out. They're a startup in Europe.
Evertail.com, T-A-L-E, Evertail.com.
Yes, evertail.com. Okay. And what they do is you can set it up on your mobile phone, and it will track the text messages that you sent, the photos, the location at where you took those photos. So when you come back, you can look it up and you on the internet, and you actually have a map and a pin chart of all the photos, where you took them, when you took them, so that you basically have a life log of what happened
does
on
it
that
show,
trip.
Does it show if you swerved over there and went had lunch over there at this restaurant? Does it show that you went there? Is it like a little trail that shows how, where you
yes,
went?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. If you've ever seen those Google Maps where it looks just like that. And what happens is you can click on spaces and it can say, okay, I took pictures. And these photos are from this location.
But the main thing is I'll tell you what, hold on. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Adrienne Ott. She's the author of 24-Hour Customer. We've got more to come. 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.